Good afternoon. This is Debbie, your host for Active Voice on CKUW 95.9 FM every Saturday from 2 to 3 p.m. We broadcast from the University of Winnipeg, located on Treaty 1 territory and the national homeland of the Red River Métis. These are the ancestral lands of the Anishinaabeg, Anishinaabe, Iniwak, Nahittawak, Ocheti Shakoan, and Dakota Oyate. Active Voice showcases vocal music of all kinds, times, and cultures, choral music, a cappella groups, and diverse ensembles and singer-songwriters. Thanks for tuning in. Welcome, everyone, to Active Voice on Saturday, November the 8th. Good to be back in the chair again after a couple of weeks of repeat shows. And today I'm going to play things related to a workshop I attended last week called It's Your Funeral, where we got to think about how we might want to be remembered and what kind of memorial service we might want to have, as well as some other things related to that. And that got me thinking about all the kind of music that I love, that I would love to share with people. So today you're going to hear some Brahms by the National Youth Choir and National Youth Orchestra of Canada. We'll hear the Vancouver Cantata Singers and Votus 8, the Alora Festival Singers and Prairie Voices, Onalu with a who we'll hear more about that in a moment, Malvina Reynolds, and some new pieces by Burnstick. So stay tuned. And I always start the show off with just some reminders about things that are coming up, events that you might want to attend. So tonight at the Weston Cultural Center, you can hear The Pairs. It's a duo with the duo Jacob Brodowski and Dominique Adams. So The Pairs are classically trained vocalists who make it their mission to employ three-part harmony and honest storytelling as mighty tools that soften and connect us. I love that description. If you like the Mill and Jennies, I think you'd like this show tonight, 8 p.m. at the West End Cultural Center. Tomorrow at 3 p.m., St. Andrew River Heights Church on Oak Street, the Echo Singers present Echoes Through Time, sharing music that carries voices, stories, and emotions across generations. And they're going to partner with Manitoba Harvest, so attendees are asked to bring some non-perishable food with them to support local families. You can get more information about this concert Sunday, November 9th at 3 p.m. at St. Andrew's River Heights Church, and you can go to the website Echo, ECCOsingers.com. On Monday, Monday, here we go, at the Weston Cultural Center, there will be a concert for Bill. Jeffrey Owens and friends are performing in memory of this dedicated volunteer, and it's a fundraiser for Just One City. And that's at 7:30 p.m. on Monday at the Weston Cultural Center. Just want you to know also that Choral Fest will start November 13th and carry on till November 28th. So it's a two-week festival open to all Manitoba school community and church choirs with lots of clinicians helping them out. If you want more information about that, you can go to the Manitoba Choral Association website. That's MB, as in Manitoba, choralassociation.ca. I volunteered for that a couple of years. It's really a wonderful place to sit in and hear some of these wonderful community and school choirs perform. And next weekend at the Weston Cultural Center on Saturday at 8 p.m., you can hear Onalu an Argentinian-Canadian singer-songwriter based in Winnipeg, and she's unveiling her third studio album, Quiero Verte Volar. And we're going to hear some Onalu today. And also on Saturday, November 15th, if you're in the Brandon area, at 1:30 p.m. and again at 7:30 p.m. at the First Presbyterian Church in Brandon, you can hear Connectus Choir. This is a fall highlight in Westman area. So in the afternoon concert, they are hosting Nipawa Community Choir and Prairie Vox Community Choir. And in the evening, they're going to have the Verdon Collegiate Choir and the Neyland Chamber Choir singing along with Connectus in Brandon, Saturday, November 15th. And Sunday, November 16th, at the Westworth United Church at 3 p.m., Joie de Vivre is performing We Remember. This is John Rutter's Requiem, under the direction of Stuart Sladen and Assistant Director Ruth Denton with Sonia Campbell, soprano. So that's 3 p.m. Sunday the 16th at Westworth United Church. More information at joiedevivrechoir.ca. If you have any things that you would like to be promoted, any musical events, especially if they're vocal of some kind, just email me at Debbie, D-E-B-B-Y, .ckuw.ca. Well, thinking about music that would be important to me, I have always been a huge fan of the piece Brahms wrote to Goethe's piece Nanny. It's about 12 minutes long. I got to sing it in the Delaware Allstate Chorus when I was a teenager, and again a few years later in North Carolina with a community choir. Today we're going to hear the National Youth Orchestra and the National Youth Choir of Canada in their performance of this wonderful piece of music.
Thank you.
that was a beautiful performance of Neni by Brahms by the National Youth Orchestra and the National Youth Choir from some years ago. I misspoke earlier. It's Schiller's poem, Neni, and it's really about mourning and consolation, but basically offers this message of hope that while beauty must die, it can live on through art. And as we carry on with some thoughts about what kind of music you might want at your memorial service or what kind of music you would want to listen to when you don't have a lot of agency to make choices, here are some more choices for you that I put on my list. We're going to hear this wonderful Canadian composer Eleanor Daly's piece In Remembrance. And in this case, it's performed by the Vancouver Cantata Singers. And then we'll hear two different Lux Aeterna, Voce Sede singing Elgar's from the Elgar's performance. I'm trying to remember exactly. It's from a larger suite. And then the Laura Festival Singers singing Lux Aeterna by Lauritsen from their album of choral works. And the first one is from Voce Sede album Lux. So three pieces in a row, Eleanor Daly by the Vancouver Cantata Singers, Lux Aeterna by Voces 8, and the Alora Festival Singers.
Soon.
And it's 2:30 on Saturday, November 8th, and 2:33, actually. And you just heard Lux Aeterna by Morten Lauritsen, performed by the Alora Festival Singers from their album Lauritsen Choral Works. Before that, we heard Elgar's Lux Aeterna, and what I was struggling to remember was that it's part of the Enigma variations, and that particular Lux Aeterna was called by Elgar Nimrod for some reason, and it's an arrangement by John Cameron, wonderful, performed by Voces 8 from their album Lux. And we started this with Vancouver Cantata Singers' performance of In Remembrance by Eleanor Daly, Canadian composer. And you're listening to Active Voice, CKUW 95.9 FM here in Winnipeg. And the weather is more seasonal. At the University of Winnipeg weather station, it's currently -4. Feels a little more like -8 with the wind. And we had a few flurries earlier today. The forecast is for maybe more of the same tomorrow. Chance of a few flurries. It should be warming up later in the week to above freezing again. So the weather's being very kind to us this fall. I hope you're having a lovely day, and we are celebrating music that you might want to have in a memorial service. At least this is my list. Of course, not all of it, but things that people could choose from. We're going to hear Prairie Voices, our own wonderful ensemble here, singing Yellow's Luminous Night of the Soul. This is from a concert performance that they did some time ago. Enjoy.
Thank you.
That was a marvelous piece by Ola Yalo. He always writes such cinematic works for choral performers. That was performed by Prairie Voices at a concert under the direction of Vic Pankratz. And I'm afraid I don't know the name of the cello and the pianist, but they were wonderful. As we follow on this, we're going to lighten up things a little bit with a lovely piece called Gracias a la Vida, which is a famous song by Violeta Parra of Chile. And this is sung by the Argentinian Canadian performer that lives in Winnipeg, Onalu. She does a marvelous job of this. And she will have her CD release party later this month at the Weston Cultural Center on Saturday, November 15th at 8 p.m. After that, we're going to hear one of my favorite inspiring people, Malvina Reynolds, who wrote a song called This World about how she's not afraid to die, but she will miss certain things about this world.
Gracias a la vida que me ha dado tanto, me dio dos luceros que cuando los abro perfecto distingo lo negro del blanco y en el alto cielo su fondo estrellado. Y en las multitudes del hombre que yo amo. Gracias a la vida que me ha dado tanto, me ha dado el oído.
Well, that was my error. That's the famous performance by Mercedes Sosa, but I want to play the Onalu's version, so here it is.
Cielo, su fondo estrellado, y en las multitudes el hombre que yo amo. Gracias a la vida que me ha dado tanto, me ha dado el sonido y el abecedario. Desiertos, montañas y llanos, y la casa tuya, tu calle y tu patio. corazón y agita su marco. Cuando miro el fruto del cerebro humano, cuando miro al bueno tan lejos del malo, cuando miro el fondo de tus ojos claros. Gracias a la vida que me ha dado tanto, me ha dado la risa y me ha dado el llanto. Con ello distingo dicha de quebranto, los dos materiales que forman mi canto y el canto de ustedes que es mi mismo canto.
And that was the great Melvina Reynolds with her song This World from the album, what's it called? Ear to the Ground on Smithsonian Folkways. Before that, we heard a recording of Onalu's version of Gracias a la Vida by Violeta Parra. Sorry about the mix-up there at the beginning. Well, thanks for listening to Active Voice today. I hope you found voices that you love. Next week, we're going to have a wonderful guest, Matt Knight, talking about Georgian music. He's an ethnomusicologist, and I'm looking forward to learning lots more. And stay tuned this afternoon to CKUW 95.9 FM for Eclectic Residence. We're going to wind up today with a couple of new releases just this week from Burnstick, Poussière et Prairie, and we'll hear Tombeau with Burnstick and Willows, and then Poussière et Prairie by Burnstick. Enjoy.
alma. Entre gratte-ciel et forêt. De nos grands-pères.